August 23, faithful in little things. These were the potters and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. 1 Chronicles 4:23. The Lord designs that the mind of the youthful Christian should be trained and developed, that the young soldier may be capable of the highest effort. But this can be done only as you cooperate with the heavenly intelligences, appropriating to yourself every opportunity and privilege for your training and culture. The Lord desires that you should be faithful in little things, that you do the everyday duties which appear small and unimportant thoroughly and to the best of your ability. You are in danger the moment you are satisfied in doing carelessly the work committed to your hands. Remember that what is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Satan is ever near to tempt him who would be a worker for God, suggesting to him that it will matter little if the work is slighted, for no one will know that it has been done negligently. Let none of you be deceived with this suggestion, for you will know yourself that you have not done your duty and will lose respect for yourself and confidence in yourself. You will know that you are not doing your best for God, and you will realize that God understands all your neglect. Do not be slack, for the habit will grow upon you and be made manifest not only in your outward affairs but in your spiritual life. In doing superficial work, you will receive a training that will wholly unfit you for the duties of this life or for the enjoyment of the next. In the plan that God has for every Christian, there are no non-essentials. There are lessons for each one to learn in the daily experience. Be patient and perform faithfully the work given you, however humble it may be. Go about your work calmly, relying upon God for strength. Look not anxiously into the morrow. Today employ your time to the very best account. Today let your light shine for Christ, even in the performance of little duties. The faithful performance of today's duties will prepare you to take hold of tomorrow's work with fresh courage, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped me," 1 Samuel 7:12. Ever stand as minute men before God.